Okay, we're going to take a look on Daf Nun Aleph Amid Aleph. How are you doing, Ryan? I made a decision to skip two blot Gemara, and I'll tell you why. I mean, we can always come back and change our minds, but those two blot Gemara deal with what we call the laws of Yalfusos with regard to Kodshim in the case of Hekesh, Binyanav, Kal Vachomer, Gzereshava. There are four variables, and you multiply them by four, and you have 16 different options. And in each one of those 16 options, the Gemara plays and suggests a different kind of basis and a different model. A lot of it is
the ground rules for learning Gemara.
For learning Kodshim, in other words, when
it's only Kodshim?
Yeah, all those rules only apply to Kodshim. In Kol Tarku, we're much more liberal. So, for example, in Kodshim, if you start with a Hekesh, can you build another Hekesh so you derive A from B? And now, can you derive C from A? And the same question applies and arises in Kal Vachomer. You derive A from a Kal Vachomer. Can you build on A, which is itself a derivative? And for example, the Gemara is going to talk about Tzafon, whether the requirement of Tzafon in Chatos is a derivative. Because if you remember, the Torah says, B'makom ha'ola, that the Torah doesn't specify Tzafon with regard to Chatos, but it says that Yishechta Chatos B'makom ha'ola. So does that mean that Tzafon in Chatos is a derivative, and therefore I can't build a Hekesh and derive another case of Tzafon from Chatos? So this goes on for two blot. Now, we're going to have to make a decision whether we want to learn those two blot. I'm not opposed to it. It requires a lot of work, which I'm up to. It's just that...
Don't worry, but it's a chart in the art school.
Yeah, art school I saw has a beautiful chart. Yeah, wonderful. Yeah, as long as you... The only trouble is you have to learn how to read the chart. I had a mistake in how to read the chart. Finally, I got it straight. So I don't mind doing that sugya. Maybe we want to discuss that next week. I don't know. It's a little bit off the beaten path as far as kodshim goes. So for today, at least, we're going to skip it.
My question is, if learning that sugya will help us in future learning from kodshim...
I don't think so, because again, from time to time, you'll have these issues about, how can you derive a Hekesh from a Hekesh? How can you derive a Gzorah Shava based on a Hekesh? Can you build, it's all a question of the piggyback, can you piggyback off of a Gzorah Shava and then build another Hekesh based on what you learned from a Gzorah Shava? I'm not saying it wouldn't come up. I'll tell you the truth, it's worth doing it if you want to just get a little taste of various dinim that are all over the place, like a hodgepodge. But if on the other hand your goal is really just to structure kodshim, I don't know if that sugya is so crucial. But in any event, for today I'm going to allow myself the license, because I had to prepare the shiur one way or the other, to skip the sugya.
Okay.
And we're on Daf Nun Aleph Amid Aleph. So Ben, I'm going to ask you to tell, if you can tell Don exactly where we are, so I don't have to repeat myself. Okay, so we're on Daf Nun Aleph Amid Aleph, and we're looking at Shiari Adam. Okay, then, so you'll see Shiari Adam is, I would say, exactly in the middle of the page. If you literally, if you put your finger right smack in the middle of the Daf, you'll see two dots called Shiari Adam, and that's a reference back to the Mishnah at the beginning of Eizem Mekomen Shel Zvachim, and the Mishnah establishes the halacha of Par V'Soyer Shel Yom HaKippur. And these are two examples of what's called Chatos Pnimios. So for example, on Yom Kippur there were special karbonos that were brought just for that day. Amongst them was the par that the Kohen Gadol brought. There was the soyer that was taken from the people, from the Am. And that was one of the two se'irim that was Ola B'Gorolos. There was one soyer that went La Zazel. But we're talking here about the soyer La Shem. And both of them are called a carbon chatas. And the Mishnah establishes at the beginning, Ezer and Koman, that the dam of these two karbonos of the Parvis Surah Shal Yom HaKippurim are brought inside the Heichal and even inside the Kodesh Kadoshim for the sake of Hazor. A whole set, a whole slew of Hazots. And these are called Chatos Pnimios. Now the Mishnah goes on to tell us that after you do the Hazoyos of these two karbonos, you're left with what's called Shiori Adam, and this vestige of Dam has to be poured, and that's called Shvicha, as opposed to Zrika, which means thrown, on the Yisod HaMizbeach. But the Mishnah tells us which Yisod HaMizbeach. And in this case, it's what's called the Yisod HaMa'aravi. Now, if somebody has the first volume of Masifta floating around, you'll see if you can find a nice picture for this, a diagram. But basically, what it looks like is the following. If the Mizbeach starts in the Darom, which means that you're climbing up the Mizbeach from the ramp, which we call the Kemesh, up to the Mizbeach, right? Then, beyond the Mizbeach, what you're going to see is called a Tzofon. Okay? Now, if your Darom is here and your Tzofon is there, so you're moving from south to north, the Heichal is situated on the side. Do you follow what I'm saying? It's not... You know, you could make a mistake and think that your picture of the Mizbeach, starting with the Kevesh and going onward, would finally lead you to the west or to the east. That's not true. Do you follow? So the Heichal is not situated. So if you're walking a straight line, Rabosai, from the Kevesh and cutting through the Mizbeach, if you follow me, you might have to do some jumping, you know, over there. What do they call it?
Pole vaulting?
No, what's it called, you know, with the ropes when they go out to the mountain? Snappling, right? You might have to do some snappling. But in any event, if you went straight past the Mizbeach, you would not hit the Heichal. But rather, the Pesach HaHeichal is going to be on the western side. Do you have a picture of that? Let's see. They tell you where the west is? Oh, very good.
Yeah,
so what I'm saying is the following. You're going to basically have to turn left. So you're going from the south, in the case of the Kevesh, towards the Mizbeach, and then you're moving north to what's called Tzvon HaZorah. Mm-hmm. So the Kohen is standing here, and he's doing the Shechita of Kodesh Kodeshim, he's doing the Kabbalah Sadam of Kodesh Kodeshim. Everything's wonderful. However, he's nowhere near the Pesach HaHeichal. Why? Because in order to get to the Pesach HaHeichal, he has to make a left turn. So he goes through what's called the Ulam, and then there's something called Bein Ulam and Mizbeach, and then finally he gets to the Heichal. So this is the Pesach HaHeichal, this little area. So it's towards the west. You see the W here. So that's the Marav. So now, what we're looking at is the Yisod HaMizbeach, right? The Yisod HaMizbeach goes all the way around. Well, not all the way around, right? Okay. Right. There's part of the Yisod HaMizbeach that doesn't exist, and that has to do with Shevet Binyamin and Shevet Yehuda. But be that as it may, if this Yisod over here on the western side is the closest to the Pesach HaHeichal. Do you follow what I mean? So again, if I was to walk up the Kevesh on top of the Mizbeach, which direction should be right and left? Those are the only two choices I'm giving you, because it wouldn't be straight ahead, that's the north. Which would be a right or a left to turn towards the Heichal, the Pesach HaHeichal?
Left.
The left. Do you follow? That's called west.
He's always supposed to turn right.
And as a matter of fact, the truth is, you don't have to be an Ibra Chacham for this, because whenever you're situated south and north, you're always going to turn left towards the west. I think so. At least, that's how I understood. So now, there are two options here, as far as the Yisod HaMaravi is concerned. So we're on the western Yisod, and that's what we're going to do, the Shvichas Dam of the Chatos HaPnimios. But, you know, the western side really goes up and down. So the question is where? And here's my question to you. Are we going to pinpoint one exact X, and that's the part? Let me put it to you this way. Are we going to take the Yisod HaMaravi and break it into smaller parts? Or do we say that the Yisod HaMaravi is one continuous entity, and it doesn't matter where he's standing? That's going to be the major sugya for today. Because if you want to say the Pesach HaHeichal, do you mind if I use a pencil here? So the Pesach HaHeichal is here, then I would say, here's my point X. Why? Because that point X is directly, what's the word? Mechuvan, how do you say the English?
Opposite.
Is directly opposite the Pesach HaHeichal.
But isn't there a question as to exactly how far north the Mizbeach really is in relationship to the opening of the Heichal? In other words, they're showing...
You mean how much of a distance is
it? No. They're showing it here. But isn't there a question as to whether it's here or whether it's further north? Or, in other words, that's one of the issues, is exactly what is opposite the opening.
There are three opinions.
Yeah, there's different opinions.
Right, but I'm asking a different question. Oh, okay. Again, what I'm asking is, we need... Right, what's happening over here? He's coming. The Kohen is coming out of the Heichal.
Right,
he's done the Hazoyos. Now he has to do what's called Shvichas Shirayim, and Shvichas Shirayim has to be on which Mizbeach, Rabosai?
The outer one.
Right, the outer one. Okay, I'm not used to that language yet. No, it's okay. I'm getting used to it. So it's on the outer Mizbeach.
I'll teach you.
And as a result, let's assume, you see, there are different ways of understanding this. One way of understanding it is, you know, we want to make the quick move over here. So if he's coming out of the Pesach HaHeichal, going into the Azora, he wants to hit the Yesod HaMaravi at the nearest point. Another way of saying it is, no, we're just identifying which Yesod, meaning which are the four sort of areas or directions of the Mizbeach does he have to do the Shvich on? Once you identify the Maravi side, right, the western side, then the entire Yisod is one entity. So again, are we going to take a picayune? Are we going to be very picayune here and take apart the Yisod and Maravi? Or are we going to just say no? The Yisod and Maravi has a Chal Hashem. It has a status in Allah. It's one entity. You don't break it down into its smaller parts.
If he's coming out, logic would say he just carries on in a straight line and wherever he hits, he hits.
Okay, but let's say he...
And he doesn't have to go the shortest way?
Oh, so that's going to be our issue today. Is it all about the shortest way, or is it all about identifying which tzad in the Yisod? If the halacha recognizes what's called Yisod HaMaravi as an entity, then again, the fact that it's the closest to where he gets to when he leaves the Heichal is simply what we call in Lavdash Shishbach, we call that a Gilui Milsom. I mean, it's only a method by which the Torah transmits or conveys to me that you need the Yisod HaMaravi. Once you have the Yisod HaMaravi, then the halacha takes over. So what I'm telling you now is going to be a major controversy as far as where the Shvichas Dam of the Chatos HaPnimius actually takes place. But I'm just giving it to you sort of like as a preview of coming attractions. Ben?
The Sharia Dam is a Rashut, something like you have to, you can? Like,
yeah, it's a Chova, but you can ask a different question. Is it Likuva or not? You know, how critical is it? And it's unbelievable. We're gonna again, not today.
It's Markev. What exactly is it, Markev?
It's very strange to say that Shvicha Shiraim is Ma'akev. That's a very, very, out there in out of field kind of position to take. But believe it or not, there are Rishonim who interpret in one Tana that
this is the earlier.
Yeah, wow. The whole, you know, you have to start the whole Chatas all over again. But again, you know, let's not go too far because, you know, we're going to get... Okay, so my time. Okay. So the Gemara wants to know the following. Since there are many options in terms of Shvichas Dam, the Shirayim of the Chatos Pnimis, in terms of the Yisod, why does the Mishnah single out the Maravi side? And the Gemara says it's based on a Pasuk. Omar Kro. Okay, we're going to take a look at this pasuk in a second, but I just want to make a comment. You see, Michael, you were saying, you know, just do it at the closest point. I get the impression that, again, we're going to come back to that over and over again, but I'm just telling you where I'm holding now, you know, Basher Husham, as we say. I don't think it's so, because if that's what the Gemara has in mind, I don't know if we need a pasuk for that. You know, if the halacha, this is a general halacha called Ein Ma'avir Nala Mitzvahs, meaning that you try to do the mitzvah as soon as you can, right? If that applies here, then I don't know why the Gemara is saying my time went Omer Kra, and you're going to see this very complicated Yalfusa that we're going to learn from this pasuk. and it's called a Pesach Ol Moed. That's what the Torah says, Pesach Ol Moed.
Why wouldn't it be one of the reasons? The question, what's the reason? One of those reasons might be is that...
But the Gemara doesn't even offer that reason. It's very strange. The Gemara simply insists that I have to quote a pasuk and a very sensitive, complicated drasha to tell you al Pesach Ol Moed, that that's the Yisod HaMaravi, and that's where he has to do the Shvichas Adam. The Gemara does not apply what we call the universal principle of Ein Mavir in Al HaMitzvahs, which means that you don't walk by an opportunity, pass over an opportunity to do a mitzvah. Okay, again, Rabbi Osei, I really shouldn't be saying all these things because we have to build step by step, and I'm sort of way, way far ahead of myself. Amar Kro. So, what does the pasuk say? Now again, it's always kedai to remember where the pasuk is, because we're going to see many, many psukim, and this pasuk is in Vayikra Perek Dalet, and it's in the context of what's called the Par Kohen Mashiach. Okay, so we're talking about the Kohen Gadol who does a sin. In general, when a person sins in a certain chet, he has to bring a Karban Chatos, but this is a specific, unique kind of Karban Chatos, which is called the Kohen Mashiach and the Parashal Kohen Mashiach. Okay then? Now, there's a whole description here in the notes, which I'm going to skip for right now, about the nature of this Karban and what you do with it and where you do the Hazar Sadam and so forth. I'm going to just leave that out for the time being so we get the flow of the Gemara. So what does the pasuk say in Vayikra Dalet? So I'm going to read the whole pasuk to you. It says, V'eskol dam hapar. Okay, we're talking about this parashal Kohen Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol. Yishpoch el yisod mizbach ha'ola. Okay, so first the Torah is telling me the chiddush that the dam needs shvicha. That itself is a chiddush. Number two, it tells me that the shvicha is on the yisod of the mizbeach. Number three, it tells me which mizbeach, because again, the hazos were done inside the hecha.
But did the inside one have a yisod? Did it have a yisod?
Right. That could be. Okay. And that's called the mizbeach ha'ola. And number four, this is the punchline for our purposes, because we want to know which yisod, Asher Pesach Oel Moed. So Rabbi Osei, those are the words that you want to have engraved in your moach now. El Pesach, Asher Pesach Oel Moed. And the Gemara says the following. What is Pesach Oel Moed? So the phrase Oel Moed here means in this context the Heichal. So we're talking about the Yisod HaMizbeach, again the Mizbeach HaChitzon, and we're talking about the Pesach HaHeichal. And the Gemara identifies the Pesach HaHeichal as Ahu DePog HaBereisha. In other words, when the Kohen Gadol in this case leaves, he exits the Heichal, his first encounter is with the Yisod HaMaravi. Again, does he have to do it exactly there at that spot, or does it mean the whole Yisod HaMaravi? When the Torah says Pesach Ol Moed, it means the whole Western Yisod. I don't know. But in any event, this drasha is based on the following. I'm going to rewrite the pasuk for you. It could have said in the pasuk, "Veis Kol Dam Hadam Yishpoch." Why does it say "Veis Kol Dam Hapar Yishpoch"? And therefore, we're coming to be marbe, the par of Yom HaKippurim. And the word par here is coming to sort of generalize. Don't think we're only talking in this particular context, in this limited context, about the parashal Kohen Mashiach. But the extra word par here comes to include the par of Yom HaKippurim. Then in that case too, the shirayim have to be poured on the Yisod HaMaravi of the Mizbeach HaChitzon. And when the Torah says, with regard to the Sayer Shal Yom HaKippurim, it says, V'osas domo kasher osal adam hapar, is therefore the Shirayim of the Sayer are to be done are to be subject to the same action as the Shirayim of the Par. And the Shirayim of the Par, we know, have required the Yisod HaMaravi of the Mizbeach HaChitzon, because the Torah says, Asher Pesach Oel Moed. Okay, at this point, Rabosai, what I'd like to do with you is take a look at another sugya, which is in the next perek, and that's on Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis. And we're going to try to combine these two sugyas together. So if you could please kindly turn to Nun Ches Amud Beis. Rabbi Yossi Omer, very top of the page. Zes Simon. The word Simon here is what you call in Hebrew a klal. I'm going to give you, says Rabbi Yossi, a principle. And this principle, if you learn it well, will give you a sort of like a method of knowing the halachos, of remembering the halachos. Now, first, what the Gemara does is it just repeats the simon itself, and then Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph. You have it? Nun Ches Amud Beis, sorry. Then the Gemara is going to try to interpret the simon. So the simon goes as follows: Kol hanital bifnim. In other words, whenever you take it inside, meaning inside the Heichal, and your purpose is ultimately Linasein Bachutz, right? In other words, you took it inside, but you're going to take it outside. Is Eino Nitan, it shouldn't be placed on the Mizbeach HaChitzon anywhere, Ela Bisom. In other words, you took it inside the Heichal, now you're taking it outside the Heichal. Make sure that as soon as you leave the Heichal, which is called Samuch, that's where you're going to put it on the Mizbeach. Now, how far is Samuch? So Rabbi Yossi says, She'ein Lifnim. She'ein Lifnim means there's no place on the Mizbeach HaChitzon that's closer to the Heichal. It's got to be the closest, right? With a Hei Ayidia. So the word Lifnim here means proximity. So we started the word Bifnim with a base. Bifnim, that meant to the Heichal, inside. And now we have the word Lifnim with a Lamed. And that word Lifnim means the closest proximity. Then he has the flip side. V'chol anital bachutz. Now there's something that originates in the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Linase lifnim, and now you have to take it inside the Heichal. Eino nital ela besamuch she'en lifnim. You take it from the place that's closest to the Heichal. In other words, you identify a spot where there's nowhere on the Mizbeach that's closer to the Heichal. It's the closest spot on the Mizbeach to the Heichal. Okay, what's this all about? So now we have Reb Zera. Reb Zera is going to clarify this klal of Reb Yossi. And he says the following. Let's start from the first klal, the ratio of the klal. Kol anital bifnim li nasein bachutz. My ninu, what's he referring to? Ilema, if he's referring to Shirayim, which means, if he's talking about the Shiore HaDam of the Chatos Pnimius, right? He did the Hazor of the Dam in the Heichal. Now he has the Shirayim of the Dam. And he takes it from the inside in order to pour it on the Yisod HaMizbeach on the outside, meaning on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. So comes along Rabbi Yossi, and he wants to tell me that where on the Mizbeach, where on the Yisod HaMizbeach, should he do the Shvicha of the Shiore HaDam? And the answer is the closest, the location on the Yisod HaMizbeach, which is absolutely close, in closest proximity to the Heichal, to the Pesach HaHeichal. No. Says Rav Zera, that's upgrade. Upgrade meaning that's something that's so simple. I don't need Rav Yossi to formulate a very fancy, you know, shall I say, sophisticated klal to help me remember this. This is actually a pasuk in Chumash, as the Hungarians would say, right? He says the following: Rav Yossi does not have to teach me that shvichas damim of the chatos apnimis on the mizbeach chitzon has to be at the point of the mizbeach, meaning the yisod mizbeach, which is closest to the pesach of the Hecha. Why the Hecha? What does the Hecha mean, Rav Yossi?
Explicitly.
It's in the Torah. And we're going to quote the pasuk. You remember that we were in what chapter in Vayikra? Dalit. We're in Vayikra Dalit. And the pasuk says, V'nosa na'koim min adam al karnos mizbach ha mizbach k'toras ha-samim. Okay, that has to do with the Hazor in the Heichal. And then it says, V'eskol adam, meaning referring to the Shirayim, dam hapor, yishpok el yisod mizbach ha'ole asher pesach o'el moed. Again, we want to underline those words, asher pesach o'el moed, which means that the Shirayim of the dam have to be placed in an area that's directly opposite the pesach o'el moed, the area of the yisod ha'mizbeach, which is exactly directly in line, if you will, a straight line from the Pesach Ol Moed. So once, says Rav Zeira, we have a pasuk that's explicit. We didn't need Rav Yossi to teach me this with a fancy klal. Visu, and furthermore, he says, it's not going to work out in the Sefer as well. We have trouble with the second part of Rav Yossi. What does Rav Yossi say in the second part? Kolanito bachutz li nasei bifnim. So now we're going the opposite direction. We're going from the outside of the Heichal, going inside to the Heichal. Elam, if you're going to tell me that he has in mind Gecholim shel Yom HaKippurim. Now the Kohen Gadol took Gecholim from the Mizbeach HaChitzon. And there's a whole sugya Masechta Yuma to prove from the pasuk Milifnei Hashem, Mirtzah Hashem. I hope we'll get a chance to talk about this. The Gemara is about to quote the pasuk in just a minute, right here in Zvachim. But there are gecholim that are taken from the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Gecholim are called coals, I think, in English. And he takes these coals into the Kodesh Kadoshim. In what kli? Anybody remember what kli? It's called a machta, right? So the Kohen Gadol enters into the Kodesh Kadoshim with a machta full of gechol. Those gechol he picked up from the Mizbeach HaChitzon. And once he gets into the Kodesh Kadoshim, he's holding in his hand, I'm not sure which hand, I think it's the left hand if I remember correctly, he's holding a machta with gecholim, and then what he's going to do is he's going to place the ktores onto the gecholim. Okay, that's one of the high points of the Avodas Yom HaKippur. So, what's he telling me? That when the Kohen Gadol scoops up these gecholim on the Mizbeach HaChitzon to bring them into the Kodesh Kadoshim for the Haktores HaKtores, says Rav Yossi, you know what? He should pick up these gecholim from the place, the location on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, which is closest to the Heichal. Behejik Sibbuhu. That too is explicit in the pasuk. It says, V'lokach Melo hamachto gachle eish me'al hamizbeach. Okay, the word hamizbeach is a reference to mizbeach achitzon milifnei Hashem. Now here we're in Vayikra Perek Tes Zayin, I believe. Again, it's a little bit hard for me to read it here, but if you open up to Tes Zayin Yud Beis, so you should see that pasuk. Okay, that's Parshas Akrimos. And what does it mean? Let's look at that pasuk. The pasuk ends up by describing this whole process of lekichas melomachto gachle eish me'al mizbeach mizbeach achitzon milifnei Hashem. What does it mean? Milifnei Hashem. Milifnei Hashem means milifnei ahechal. It's interesting. The word hechal. I mean, the word Hashem here in this context. You know, the presence of God. without getting philosophical, but that's a reference to the Heichal. So if the Torah says that you're taking the Gecholim off the Mizbeach, mi lifnei Hashem, it means you have to take it off from a place that's lifnei Hashem. Again, the Mizbeach HaChitzon is not lifnei Hashem, it's in the Azor, not in the Heichal, but from the place on the Mizbeach that's closest to lifnei Hashem. So therefore, once again, Rabbi Yossi didn't have to tell me that which is explicit in the Torah. Ella, but rather, what's Rabbi Yossi trying to tell me with this klal? Says Rabbi Zeno, let's go back to the top. As we say in English, take it from the top. And he says the following, Kol anital bifnim li nasein bachutz. Okay, we're back to the Reisha. L'shnei bezichei levona shalechem upon it. Okay, so I'm just going to read to you a little bit of the background material. You know, I'm sure you have it in your English translation. I have it in the Hebrew, in the Masifta. And he writes the following. There are two ladles that are called bazichim. Okay? And the Lavona, which is one of the samamonim, one of the various spices, are part of the mitzvah of the lechem aponim. So you remember the Lechem Aponim went from one Shabbos to the next. So we're up to the Shabbos, we're taking off the Lechem Aponim from the Shulchan. We're going to divvy them up amongst the Kohanim. However, the Kohanim can't just simply eat the Lechem Aponim. They need a Matir. What's going to be Matir, the Achila? That's called the Shnei Bazichim of Lavona. What are these two Bazichim of Lavona? On the Shulchan, in the Heichal, there were two ladlefuls of Lavona, and each bazich had what's called a kometz of Lavona, a certain volume of Lavona. And on Shabbos, when they took the lechem haponim off the shulchan from last week's lechem haponim, before they replaced it with the new lechamim, at that point they took the bazichim from last week. And inside the bezichim were these, respectively, a kometz of Lavona. And when they took the bezichim off of the lechem, of the shulchan, they brought it to the Mizbeach HaChitzon, and there they did a haktar. Now exactly where that haktar is another sugya, that's called Maroch HaShnia, there were more than one, the fires on the Mizbeach. But that's not for us now. Now, only after the Haktara Sabazichim would the Kohanim be allowed to eat the Lechem Apon. Okay, fine. Now, we have something that is Nital Bifnim. Again, where are the Bazichim before he takes them off? On the Shulchan. Where's the Shulchan? In the Heichal. So now we have something that's Nital Bifnim. It's taken from inside the Heichal. But again, where does the Haktara take place in the Shnei Bazichim? Bachutz, correct. Oh, so what's the din? Comes along Rabbi Yossi and he tells you that halacha is that when you place the Bazichim on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, they should be placed on that location, on that spot on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, which is closest to the Pesach HaHeichal. Now, that's not Mefurish in the Pasuk. Again, what we had in the Pasuk was the case of Shiori Adam, of Chatos Pnimius, let's say the Par V'Sor Shel Yom HaKippurim, that the Kohen, after he did the Hazah Bifnim, inside the Heichal and the Kodesh Kodashim, then he came out of the Pesach, and with the Shiori Adam, he did a Shvicha on the Yisod, at the closest proximate place on the Mizbeach, on the Yisod Mizbeach from the Pesach HaHeichal. We do not see anywhere in the Torah that a similar parallel halach applies to the Shnei Bazichim, that when he takes them out of the Heichal on that Shabbos, when he does the Siluk, he should place them on that location on the Mizbeach HaChitzah, which is closest to the Pesach HaHeichal. Again, if we're dealing with Ein Mavir Nal Mitzvahs, I don't know why the Gemara is working so hard overtime.
I just don't understand why should you want to go somewhere else straight out?
You mean on a psychological level? No, we have to know always in any case whether the carbon is kosher or not kosher. We never raise the question why it happened that way. For some reason, maybe the Kohen was unaware, made a comment. This, but just on a halach, right? For, we have so many weird cases. We have a case of a machsheva shalol lishma between siman rishon of shechita and siman shei of shechita. I mean, well, what's, you know? There's, I can go on and on and on. But the halach has to deal with every, you know, in an abstract sense, every scenario that could possibly arise. And the question is, why? Why again? Why does the Gemara apply the principle of ein mavir al mitzvahs? And Rabosa, we had a whole shiur on this. Does anybody remember? Whether you apply the principle of ein mavir al mitzvahs, and whether you not? Yeah.
Well, this is very much mavir al mitzvah, because if you're going to the west to get up to the mizbeach, you have to go up the kevesh, and then you can only turn right. So if you're going to the closest thing to the petach tevachal, then you're actually going 3/4 of the way around the mizbeach before you actually burn the levonah. So you really are. The quickest thing to do is just go to the maracha that's right on the south. Mm. But you're going all the way around before you actually burn.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know if there's a yisod on the south. Okay, fine. So again, Rabosi, if you just allow me to get through this sugya, because what I want to do is compare this sugya to our sugya in Eisim Mekom and Shel Zavokim. So let's see if we can get to the finish line here. So the Gemara says, "Gemiri mishirai." Just like in the case of Shirayim of the Chatos HaPnimios, we require that when you leave the Heichal, you should pour the Shirayim on the closest Yisod, which means the Yisod HaMaravi, which is, again, Keneged Pesach HaHeichal. And that, if you recall, Rabosai, we derive from the Pasuk, Mul Pesach Oel Moed, right? Asher Pesach Oel Moed. So too, in the case of Bazichim in the Levona, when we take it from the Heichal out to the Mizbeach HaChitzon, we have to place them again, Mul Pesach Ol Mod. So that's the Gemara's premise here, that we could derive from the case of Shiori Dam in Chatos Pnimius, what we do with the Bazichim Levona, and where we're going to place them, leaving the Heichal onto the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Now he says, let's go to the Sefer of Rav Yossi. This is also not explicit in the Torah. Hanita b'chutz linosim b'fnim, gecholim d'chol yom v'yoma. In other words, there's haktores, not only on Yom HaKippurim, but every day there was haktores. And on a daily basis, they took the gecholim from the Mizbeach HaChitzon, that's called b'chutz. And that was again burning on these gecholim were found on the Maroch HaShniyah. And then they would bring them into the Heichal for the purpose of Haktores on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. And where do we know that it has to go out from the Mul Pesach Ol Moed, meaning the closest point on the Mizbeach to the Pesach Ol Moed? The Gomran, we're going to derive it from gecholim of Yom HaKippur. That just like in the case of gecholim and Yom HaKippur, the Kohen Gadol has to take the Gecholim from the Mizbeach HaChitzon and bring it inside all the way to the Kodesh Kadoshim, and he has to take it Milifnei Hashem. Milifnei Hashem means from the place on the Mizbeach that's closest to the Pesach of the Ol Moed, or the Pesach of what we call the Heichal. So too, on a daily basis, the Gecholim, when they're taken from the Mizbeach HaChitzon in order to be brought inside to the Mizbeach HaPnimi, inside the Heichal, we have to take them Milifnei Hashem, meaning from the closest proximate location to the Pesach HaHeichal. Okay. So Ad Kan, this is what I wanted to get from the Sugya on Daf Nun Ches Amid Beis. So what I'd like you to do now, Rabosai, is to put the Gemara on the side and to take out the Nefesh Tova. And what we're looking at is Os Chavdalid, and I guess I'm going to write this on the blackboard, so this way, if you forget, you can always look on the blackboard, and it's page Tuf Lamed Zayin. Okay, so look for the red. Oh, don't look for the red, because there is no red. Okay, so write this down, Tuf Lamed Zayin. Okay, Tuf Lamed Zayin, that's the page number. And the Os number is Os Chavdal. Okay. Now what we're up to is a paragraph that starts with the words Mevuar Midivrei HaGemara. It's the last paragraph on the page. And he says that from the Gemara on Daf Nun Ches Amid Beis, we derive the conclusion that the Haktara of the Bazichin has to be derived from the case of Shirayim. And just like in Shirayim, we have to get Keneged Pesach Ol Moed, that's called Milifnei Hashem, which means the Yisod HaMaravi. So too, in Haktaras HaBezichin, we require Milifnei Hashem. That's number one. That's as far as Haktaras HaBezichin is concerned. Now let's talk about Gicholim, Netilas Gicholim for the Ketores. And here we're turning to the next page. And this is every day of the year. That's going to be derived from the Gecholim of Yom HaKippurim. And just like in the Gecholim of Yom HaKippurim, you take them off the Gecholim have to be taken off the Mizbeach HaChitzon in the place that's Lifnei Hashem, that's Keneged Pesach HaHechal, so too in the case of the Gecholim of every day, which are brought inside the Hechal for Haktores on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, there too the Gecholim should be removed from what we call Milifnei Hashem, which is Keneged Pesach Ol Moed. Okay. Now, Rabosai, the premise that we're going to operate with here in this essay is the following premise. That if we're deriving B from A, and again, there are two B's and two A's over here, meaning if we're going to derive the halacha of Haktaras HaBezichin from Shiori Adam, and also we're going to derive Netilas Gecholim for the Ketores on a daily basis from Netilas HaGecholim on Yom HaKippurim, then if you derive one from the other, there should be a similarity in the din. What I mean to say is that if we can prove, and this was my original question when we started today, what does it mean Lifnei Hashem Keneged Pesach Ol Moed? Is it a reference to a general area, or is it a reference to a very specific point? Then if we can prove anything from, let's say, Netilas Gecholim, then that should be a basis for deriving a conclusion about Gecholim of Yom HaKippurim. Or, for example, if we can derive any conclusion from Haktaras HaBezichin, that should have an impact on Shiori Adam. Are you with me? Meaning, if you derive A from B, then B should have the same dinim of A. So if I can prove to you what the dinim are in B, I should go back to the original, to A, and be able to make that equation. Again, we may get to the point where we question that, but I just want to set the ground rules here for moving forward in this presentation. Because now the Nefesh Tova is going to go back to the sugya of Netilas Gecholim and analyze that sugya. That sugya of Netilas Gecholim, for the purpose of which mitzvah? Ketores, is in which mesechta? Because again, the most profound Ketores is on which day of the year? Yom HaKippurim. So we're going to take a look at mesechta Yom HaKippurim, otherwise known as mesechta Yom. And that's what he does in the next paragraph. And again, hopefully this will have an impact on Shiori Adam, on Shvichas Shiori Adam, because the Gemara equates Shvichas Shiori Adam with Haktaras Salavona, and the Gemara is going to equate it, you know, is going to equate Netilas Gecholim of the whole week long, like the whole year long, with Netilas Gecholim on Yom HaKippur. So when we go back to the original source, and the drush of Milifnei Hashem, again, we're identifying Milifnei Hashem as Keneged Pesach Ol Moed, and we're talking about the Ketores of Yom HaKippurim, we're going to open up to Mesechta Yoma, Mem Hei Amid Beis. And that's where the Gemara analyzes the Pasuk, Milifnei Hashem. So again, let's keep Masechta Zvachim open, and we had the pasuk. We have one pasuk in Vayikra Dalid, and that's talking about Shvichas Dam Chatos Pnimios Al Yisod Mizbach Ol Asher Pesach Ol Moed. That's one pasuk, and then we have another pasuk which we saw Daf Nun Chesam Beis, and that pasuk was in Vayikra Tezayin, and there it says V'lokach Malo Amachta. Etc. Again, me lifnei Hashem. So do you see that? So we have two psukim, both of which say me lifnei Hashem. One is in Vayikra Dalid, and that's referring to Shvichas Shirayim, and there it says lifnei Hashem, correct? And I'm sorry, there it says El Pesach Ol Moed, and then we have lifnei Hashem in the parsha of Ketores of Yom Kippurim Vayikra Tezayin. Okay, let's see if we can hold copy. He says the following. The Gemara wants to know in Masechta Yoma, why does the pasuk say V'lokach Melo Amach Togach Leish Me'al HaMizbeach Milifnei Hashem? There are two phrases here. Me'al HaMizbeach and Milifnei Hashem. So the Gemara says we need both. We need both Me'al HaMizbeach and we need Milifnei Hashem. If the Torah would have just said Me'al HaMizbeach, I would have said Hava Mina Mizbeach Pnimi. We don't know which Mizbeach we're talking about. Maybe it means that the Gecholim, which are going to be used by the Kohen Gadol for what? Faktores HaKetores, should be Gecholim taken from Mizbeach HaPnimi. Therefore, Kosev Rachmanu Milifnei Hashem. Now here's the paradoxical chap over here, Rabbo. Say that Milifnei Hashem is going to identify which Mizbeach. It says, Me'al Mizbeach, but which Mizbeach? The Chitzon. Interesting. Milifnei Hashem is going to teach me the Mizbeach HaChitzon.
Well, I didn't think there were coals on the Mizbeach.
Were there coals on the Mizbeach? Yeah, I guess there were. Okay. V'ikos HaRachmanu Milifnei Hashem. If the Torah had only said Milifnei Hashem, Hava, I mean, I would have thought Dafka Milifnei Hashem. Okay, listen carefully. This is the Gemara in Yuma. Hava mina dafko mi lifnei Hashem. Again, lifnei Hashem means what?
Before.
Oh, what? No, I don't mean a literal translation. What is the word Hashem? I told you Hashem here is a is a code word for the Heichal. And again, if you're talking lifnei HaHeichal, what's lifnei HaHeichal? The Pesach of the Heichal. So what is Gemara saying now in the Hava Mina? Again, if we only had the words Mi Lifnei Hashem, what would that indicate?
The Pesach, the opening to the Hecho.
But again, I'm trying to push you a little bit further.
The Mizbeach,
it would have to be on one specific location. You know, that's why I gave you the mushal of an X. You have to make it X. Dafko Lifnei Hashem. Avola haigisa, or mehaigisa, or mehaigisa, emolo.
What is that?
Mehaigisa, mehaigisa. So Rashi says, what's mehaigisa, mehaigisa? Rashi says the following. Ikasav, if we only had the possibility, lifnei Hashem, which means, again, directly across, opposite from the Pesach of the Heichal, hava mina de be'inon keneged ha-Pesach mamish. Right? Mamish. Not the Lubavitcher mamish. You know what I mean?
No.
You don't know what I mean?
No, not the Lubavitcher.
The Rebbe used to end every shmooze with the word B'mheir V'yameinu mamish. Okay. So they said that mamish is Rosh Yitevis for Menachem Mendel Schneer. So no. You know that.
No, I didn't
know. No, I guess you're not oriented in Chabad. Okay. Anyway, so Hava, I mean, I would have thought K'neged HaPesach mamish. What does that mean? X. You follow what I mean? X, X, you isolate one particular location, which is Keneged Pesach HaHeichal. Avol, says Rashi, explaining the Hava Mina. Mehai u'mehai gisa. In other words, if you move a little bit to the right of the Pesach of the Heichal, or a little bit to the left of the Pesach of my life, lo, then you would not be Mekayim in this mitzvah. The afal gav dilitzad maroviu. Again, so you see, you're on the yisod maravi or the tzad maravi. Again, depending when I say yisod maravi, I'm talking a little bit more about shvichas adam. But if you're talking about netilas hagecholim, then you have the tzad maravi, right? The mizbech has four tzadim to it. Where was that picture that we had before, right? So if you look at the mizbech here, so this whole area on top of the mizbech where the gecholim are is this whole area up and down is called the tzad maravi.
I mean, I think it's trying to. It's basically telling you that there were three marachot on the top of the Mizbeach, and it's telling you that you have to take this gecholim from the one that was closest to the opposite.
That's in the Havamina, Michael. That's only if we would have had the words Milifne Hashem. But Kamashmul, and now the Torah added another two words, Me'al HaMizbeach, then the words Me'al HaMizbeach qualify Milifne Hashem, or the other way around, Milifne Hashem qualifies Me'al HaMizbeach. So the Mizbeach has four sides to it. Which side is going to be isolated for the Netilas Gecholim? It's going to be the side that's Lifne Hashem. But it doesn't mean, again, if you didn't have the words Me'al HaMizbeach, Milifne Hashem would mean exactly Milifne Hashem, exactly parallel or directly across from the Pesach HaHechal. But now that the Torah added Me'al HaMizbeach, we're giving you leeway Michad Gisa Umichad Gisa. One second, just to finish this paragraph again. If you're following inside, I don't know if you took a picture of the paragraph, but yeah. This is the last part of the paragraph. It says V'kosva Tosis, four lines up from the bottom. Dinehi Demasik, even though the Gemara concludes the Afilu Mehai Gisa Kosher. And that's based on the extra words. Me'al HaMizbeach Zoktoisvis Hani Mili B'dievet Avol Chatchila B'inon K'neged HaPesach. And what word do we want to add here? Whether we're Lubavitch is or not, it's irrelevant. Mamish. Go ahead. Don, what do you want to say?
No, I still don't understand how Me'al HaMizbeach broadens.
Yeah, because Pesach, since the words Milif Hashem narrows it,
that I understand.
So then why did the Torah add these two extra words of Me'al HaMizbeach?
Right.
Again, you have to keep in mind there's another part of the sugya which we didn't see inside, and that's that the phrase Milif Hashem paradoxically tells me which Mizbeach we're talking about. Mizbeach HaChitzon.
Right.
So then why do you have to tell me Me'al HaMizbeach? If Milif Hashem tells me it's a Mizbeach HaChitzon, then Me'al HaMizbeach is superfluous. So the Gemara says the following, that once you have this restrictive implication of Milifne Hashem,
right,
now Me'al HaMizbeach expands you to other parts of the Mizbeach. Now, we can't expand it too far away, because then we'll be foregoing Milifne Hashem, right? So we have to find a juggle. How do we juggle these two implications? One implication says, it's got to be that X on the Mizbeach, where your closest proximity to the Pesach HaOl, that's called Milifne Hashem. Then we have another pasuk that says Me'al HaMizbeach, which sounds like it's including the entire Mizbeach. So we need a Kosav HaShlishi Echriya Beinayim, and a Kosav HaShlishi is the Tzad Maravi. Says Rashi, if he takes the Gecholim from anywhere in the Tzad Maravi, which is the Tzad of the Mizbeach that's closest to what? To the Pesach HaHechal, that's fine. But what does it mean that's fine? Kamzol and Tosin says it's not fine. It's only fine if you're talking about the carbon itself or the avod itself, it's kshera. But if you're talking lechatchila, what should you be doing? Milifne Hashem is still in vogue. It's still in place. Ben?
So my question is, had Milifne Hashem not been written in the pasuk, what would he have thought? And now that Milifne Hashem is written, what do we learn? I'm trying to.
So again, that's what Michael was asking me, which gecholim are on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Again, I can't always solve all the problems, okay? But let's say there are gecholim for our purposes on the Mizbeach HaPnimi.
There aren't. It's only one amma square. They can't.
Okay, so I don't know. But trust me, Michael, there's an answer to your question. I don't have it right now, but again, just for the sake of moving forward. So the Gemara wants to know, where is he taking these gecholim? Ribbono Shalom, he's going to be machtir this where on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So maybe he should take the gecholim from the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Gemara says no. It says what? It says Milifne Hashem. So Milifne Hashem tells me to identify the Mizbeach from which the gecholim are going to be taken as which Mizbeach? Mizbeach HaChitzon. What was your question again, Ben?
No, I'm just formulating logically. If Lifnei Hashem had not been written the pasuk, what would I have thought? But now that it's written, what do I
I'm sorry. What I meant to say, to answer your question, was if it didn't say Lifnei Hashem, I would assume that the Mizbeach that we're talking about is the Mizbeach HaPnimi.
Okay, got it. But now that it's written, we know it's...
So Lifnei Hashem teaches me two things. Number one, it teaches me that we're dealing with Netilas Gecholim from which Mizbeach? From the Mizbeach HaChitzon. And number two, that it's got to be taken from a specific spot that's Lifnei Hashem, that's Samach LeBifnim, and Samach LeBifnim means the closest proximity to the Pesach Hall. Comes along the Al Mizbeach to expand your possibilities on the Mizbeach, and to include what? Anywhere on the Mizbeach. So why didn't say Lifnei Hashem? The answer is the entire western wing of the Mizbeach. But Tosus says, this is the Chiddush of Tosus, that don't think we're dropping the ball on Lifnei Hashem, because l'chatchila, that's where it has to be done. Lifnei Hashem. And he says the following: Nira de Svir Leila Tosfos, de Lule Krah de Me'al Mizbeach. If we didn't have the Pesach Me'al Mizbeach to expand the Mizbeach, Havamina would have said to be Inan Kedeged Pesach Mamish. Again, that word Mamish haunts us today, right? I call it X, he calls it Mamish. The Asa Krah, now the Pesach says Me'al Mizbeach, Lirubuye. Right? You start with a mute, and then you have a ribuy. The Af Mehayu Mehay Gisa, even a little bit. Off to the left, off to the right. Kol shu, as long as what? Mitzad Maravi. And Tzad Maravi is considered Keneged HaPesach. The whole western wing or flank of the Mizbeach is called Keneged HaPesach. Shari im nefarish ha-maskona de lo be'ino in Keneged HaPesach, im ken amai boi dafka Tzad Maravi, al korchenu di af li achar maskona kati be'ino sheyito milifnei Hashem shu Keneged HaPesach. So again, on the one hand, I want to juggle the requirement of Milifnei Hashem. On the other hand, I just derived from Be'al Mizbeach to Ribui that the entire Tzad Maravi is fine. So the answer is, L'chatchila, I should fulfill Milifnei Hashem X. But B'di'eved, the whole Tzad Maravi is okay. Then he goes on in the next packet, he wants to be medayik from Rashi, that Rashi also agrees to Tosfos. And if you take a look on the top left column, he writes in the second line, "The Ikar Din Lifnei Hashem Miskayim Keneged HaPesach Mamish." Ikar Din means l'chatchila in the ideal sense should be Lifnei Hashem Keneged HaPesach Mamish. However, b'di'eved, we have a laid back, liberal, shall I say, allowance here for the whole Tzad Maravi. Oh, now he gets to his punchline. Ulech Ora. Because now we want to get back to Ezer Makomet Shel Zvachim. He says, since the Gemara here on Nunches, right in the sixth term, the Gemara is assuming that Shvichas Shirayim and Netilas Gecholim have one din. Because again, how do we derive the din that Netilas Gecholim needs Keneged HaPesach? We derive it from Shvichas Shirayim, where the Torah says explicitly. What was who can help me with the pasuk? Lifnei Ol Moed, am I right? Lifnei Ol Moed. He says, then let's flip it around the other direction. This is the chiddush of the Rosh Hashiva, and he wants to say, "Again, gam shvichas shirayim." If you're asking me where on the Yesod HaMaravi, here's the whole Yesod HaMaravi, where should he do the shvichas shirayim? He says, "Tzarch sheiten lechatchila miyad bitseiso." Samach lePesach mamish. I added the word mamish, right? V'ha dechol yisod maravi makomo. Even though you could do the shvichas dam anywhere on the yisod maravi, the eino ela b'di'eved. That's only as a fallback position, so you can maintain the kashrus of the korban and the kiyum mitzvah shvichas shirayim anywhere on the yisod maravi. But lechatchila you need that specific X on the Yesod HaMaravi, so we now have two X's. We got the X on the Tzad HaMaravi in the Mizbeach for the Netilas Gecholim. We have the X on the Yesod HaMaravi for the purpose of Shvichas Shiari Adam of Chatos HaPnimius. El Dibdi Eved, Dumya de Gecholim, and we can now start with the entire. We can include the entire Yesod HaMaravi anywhere in the Yesod HaMaravi. We don't have to limit ourselves. B'di'eved, to that one point which is closest proximity to the Pesach HaHeichal. And then he ends up by saying, V'chein kasa b'likutei halachas. Who's that, Rav Osai?
The
Chofetz Chaim. So the Chofetz Chaim came to this conclusion. And the Rosh Yeshiva is confounded, is perplexed by this. And he says the following, Lo matzinu, we don't find anywhere in the poskim. And again, this is going to be Allah l'maisa. Hopefully, within very, you know, before we have to fast on Sunday, right? He says, Lo matzinu, I didn't find anywhere. Debeinon lishpoch shirayim dafka keneged pesach mamish. In other words, if this is the requirement of Allah, that the shvicha shirayim the dam of the chatos apnimius has to be done exactly X keneged pesach mamish, and that's l'chatchil the way the Torah requires it, why don't we find it anywhere? It's completely absent. And he says the following, v'efshal lomar, perhaps you might argue, the kevan d'chsiv, again, this is the pasuk that we've been dealing with in Vayikra Dalet, el yisod asher pesach oel moed. So Rav Osai, what's the key word here in this pasuk? El yisod. Again, we're going to try to figure out where on the yisod, but what does the word yisod indicate? Some sort of a larger area, correct? Like we said before, when it says me'al ha'mizbeach, right? Me'al ha'mizbeach indicated a larger area, the whole mizbeach. And when it says el yisod, then pashtus, meaning at first glance, it means the entire yisod. He says, therefore, lo yalfina mine makom mesuyim l'shficha, elo. We have a different question. The yisod goes around the mizbeach. Which yisod? And the answer is, the yisod that's asher pesach oel. Olmoid. So the Asher Pesach Olmoid is an adjectival phrase that's identifying which Yisod. And that's called the Yisod HaMaravi. Now, I'm skipping a little bit forward, like by 5 lines, just because of the time. He says, Divi Yisod Atzmo, as far as the Yisod itself, Ein Mekomos Chalukim. Can you underline those words?
See, that was the Rav's question before, if you can subdivide the...
Excellent. Okay, I didn't tell you where I got it from. Okay, but now Modal F, you know, he says, Ein Makomos Chalukim. It's interesting. The Mizbeach is going to be defined and broken down into very small parts and very small particles. And we're going to define something as Samuch LePesach Olmoed, X. But when it comes to the Yisod, there's no such thing.
That's a bit disingenuous, because what we talk about on the top of the Mizbeach are the marachot of the fires, and there were three fires there, right. And it's got to be one of those three fires. So the answer is, it's the fire that is closest to it's not splitting it up into little pieces. You're just saying it's that fire.
But I'm saying there are different parts of the Mizbeach, but in the Yisod we only break down the Yisod to Yisod Maravi, etc. Dromi, if there is Dromi, whatever it is, Maravi's Dromis. So again, here's the breakthrough. Why is it, and again, the Chofetz Chaim is going to be very upset about this question, but why is it that we don't find anywhere, not in the Rishonim, not in the Poskim, that there's a requirement of Shvichas Dama Yisod on a very specific place? All we find in Halacha is Yisod Hamaravi. And he comes out with a bombastic conclusion that Yisod Atzmo Eino Makomos Chalukim. You can't subdivide the Yisod into different places. You could ask me which Yisod it is. And we're going to derive from the Pesach Asher Pesach Oel, Yisod Pesach Oel Moed means that you need the Yisod of Maravi. Mashenkin, he says, with regard to Netilas Gicholim, or the case of Hekder Bazichin, where do you burn on the Mizbeach the Bazichin? There Yalfinon Heichon Mekom Avodosan. Then the Torah is going to address the question, where exactly are you going to do this Avodah? Whether it's the avodah of the Tilos Gecholim to prepare for Haktoras Haktoras, whether it's the avodah of Haktoras HaBezich, which we said would be Matin L'Shtei Alecha, the Lechem Aponim, is Lahachi, with regard to those, is Be'inon Shiehei Kineged HaPesach Mamish. So it's really fascinating now, because on the one end, the sugi that we learned here on Daf Nun Ches operates with an equation, and this whole derivation of Keneged HaPesach in the case of Netilas Gecholim, or in the case of Haktoras HaBezichin, is derived from the Shvicha Shirayim. But nevertheless, he says, that's still two different dinim. So on the one hand, we're going to derive from Shvicha Shirayim the general concept of Yisod HaMizbeach, but then when we get to an Avodah, and the Torah in that context of the Avodah identifies it as Lifnei Hashem, correct? Let me just get the Pasuk again. It says V'lokach v'loa machta me'al mizbeach mi'lifnei Hashem. So again, me'al mizbeach tells me somewhere, b'di'evet, anywhere on the mizbeach, but mi'lifnei Hashem tells me on the mizbeach chitzon in a very specific place. There the Torah in Gecholim is identifying exactly where you do the Netilas in the Gecholim, and it's got to be at that point which is closest to the Pesach HaOmoed, Pesach HaEichel, which is what? Which is called Milifnei Hashem. That's Milifnei Hashem. But when you're talking about another Pasuk, which I believe was in Vayikra Dalet, again, correct me if I'm wrong, namely, the Pasuk of Pesach, HaYisod Asher Pesach HaOl Moed, there we're talking about the Yisod. And we have to identify which Yisod. So when the Torah says, the Yisod that's closest to the Pesach HaOl Moed, that's the Yisod HaMarov. But we don't need Keneged HaPesach Mamish, not even as Luchat Chiwa. He says, V'ha di alfinen hekter bazichin mishvicha shirayim. Very interesting, right? The whole halacha of Pesach Ol Moed in the case of Haktoras HaBazichin is derived from Shvicha Shirayim. Hainu, what we meant to say is that K'mo Shomer Torah Yisod Asher Lifnei Hashem. In the case of what? Of Shvicha Shirayim, Hakavonu Yisod Amaravi, because Yisod Amaravi is Samach LePesach Asher Lifnei Hashem, Hakinami Ktaktaras HaBezichin, where it also says Lifnei Hashem, it has to be Smucha LePesach Kol Anita. But here we're going to say Lechatchil, it has to be a specific spot. And here on the next page, he quotes a Rambam in Perek Dalet Milchus Yom HaKippurim, Avodas Yom HaKippurim, and the Rambam writes, V'notel Samachta, V'chotabar, Eish me'al mizbeach min hasamuch lemarav shenemra me'al mizbeach milifnei Hashem. So wait a minute. The Rambam doesn't specify that it's got to be keneged haPesach, but the Rambam does say it's samuch lemarav, and he says that it seems from the language of the Rambam that the Rambam never accepted this Tosfos that distinguishes between Lechatchil and B'di'evet. And therefore, the Rambam interprets the sugya that when Rabbi Yossi gives us our klal and he says that notel b'somuch, what he means is that tzad hamaravi, that's called somuch. But Rabbi Yossi never meant to say that it has to be dafka at that one point of keneged haPesach mamish.
Again, I say the same thing. There were three fires, and this was the one that was Samuel Kamara. I don't see why it's such a Kiddush. It's just that's the one we talked about. The one that was on the western side. The other two presumably were more to the eastern side.
But again, Tosa says that that you could take the Gecholim, you know, but the other, you could take the Gecholim anywhere from that side. So again, we have to figure out what Tosfos means. Again, this is a Lashon HaTosfos. So now we have to work very hard. I mean, that's the way Kachin works. You have to work very hard. Tosfos says the following: that Nehi demaskana filu mehaygisa kosher hani milu b'di'evet avol lechatchila be'inon keneged haPesach. So what does he mean? Mehaygisa mehaygisa. Actually, Rabosai, mehaygisa mehaygisa is a reference to the Gemara in Yuma. That's not even Tosfos' problem. Tosfos' addition is that once the Gemara rejects Mehaigisa Mehaigisa, because the Pasuk says Milifnei Hashem, and it's got to be Milifnei Hashem, it can't be Mehaigisa Mehaigisa, Tosfos says we still maintain the Milifnei Hashem, even Lamaskana, at least Lechatchila. But the Gemara itself says Mehaigisa Mehaigisa. So again, as a homework assignment, because I see we're running out of time, what I'd like you to do is open up the Gemara in Yuma and see if you can work out which exactly spots are located and defined as Mehaigisa Mehaigisa. But I'll just close the shiur with two lines. One line is here in the paragraph that starts Ume Hari Korkus. don't know if you ever heard of the Ma'ariv Korkus. He was a, in Hebrew we call it Megurashei Sfara. He was one of those who, at the time of 1492, he was amongst the 75,000 Jews who left Spain. Now they're inviting us to come back, and it's a very anti-Semitic country, that I can tell you. They have, by the way, on the Spanish calendar to this day, there's a day on the calendar that's called a holiday based on Kill the Jews. Even today. So you know, we think, you know, we're living in the modern era, you know. So anyway, forget, I'm sorry I even... Okay, so he says here, Lo Svir Le Laramam Kitosvis. Again, this is four lines up before the end of that paragraph of Ma'ariv Korkus. Dilamaskana Nami Be'inon Kenegeda Pesach. The Rambam rejects Tosfos' requirement that L'chatchila, the Gemara concludes, you still need Lifnei Hashem, which means Kenegeda Pesach. And then I want to point out to you a paragraph that starts with the word Ve'hochiach, and the last line in that paragraph, he says, the sugi de yuma who did nesina samach liyitziyaso v'chol tzad ma'aravi mikri samach v'shapi alfina di af b'chatos chitzonios be'inon samach. So if you could underline those words, you might have to read a little bit more in the paragraph to get to that. I don't know, Michael, if you want to photocopy these pages, that's up to you. But he has a beautiful chiddush here in the name of the Brisker Rav in the paragraph called Ve'hochiach. And with that, I bid you a arrivederci.
A general question.
Yeah.
Megisa legisa. Gisa in this case.
Got my languages mixed up. Yeah, this is yours.
In modern Hebrew, gisa is like a version or something.
The gisa is a side. That's girsa is a version. Don't confuse gisa with girsa.
So what does it mean, gisa?
Gisa is one side.
Yeah.
That's called mehai gisa.
Right.
And the other is mehai gisa. So if, for example, I have an entire wing and I pinpoint one point, then mehai gisa would be towards this side, and mehai gisa would be towards that side.
So in this case, it's specifically referring to the side of the mizbeach. Yeah. It's not going.
Do me a favor, Don. Yeah. Bring me the translation of Yoma.
Yeah.
If you can, it's on the back of this wall, and we'll just see it inside. It's mem hei omid beis.
The Lishkat Roy Cheshbon is having an election.
Oh.
And every day I'm inundated with a zillion SMSs.
He says the following. We're taking a look at this pasuk, Me'al HaMizbeach Lifnei Hashem. Itzrich L'michta Milifnei Hashem. We need the pasuk Milifnei Hashem. V'itzrich L'michta Me'al HaMizbeach. Because Rachmona me'al mizbeach havamina my mizbeach apnimi. No footnote.
That's interesting.
No footnote. I don't know. I was hoping we'd find a footnote. Okay. So the truth is, if I had access, but again, we need a donor of major proportions to buy us mesifta on Shabbos. I don't own mesifta on Yoma. I have many volumes of mesifta. Most of them I gave to my son-in-law, but I don't have Yoma. I'm positive there'll be a footnote in Masifta here on this Gemara. Anyway, Kosarap one of me lifnei Hashem. The Torah is telling me that the pasuk is talking about which mizbeach, a mizbeach that's me lifnei Hashem, which means it's partially lifnei Hashem. Now, the mizbeach apnimi is totally lifnei Hashem. So the word me lifnei Hashem, which means partially lifnei Hashem, would not be appropriate. We must therefore conclude, this is my own addition, that we're referring to which Mizbeach? The Mizbeach Achitza. Okay. Again, no foot. But the Ikas Rachmanami Lifnei Hashem. Okay, we now can identify which Mizbeach we're talking about. But Hava Minadafka Mi Lifnei Hashem. I would have thought that it means literally Lifnei Hashem, i.e. from that section of the Mizbeach Achitzon, which is directly opposite the entry into the Heichal. He writes in the footnote, which is fittingly described as before Hashem, then the part of the Heichal that is not front That does not front the entrance. I don't know. I'm not familiar with the English.
No, not opposite.
Yeah, but I don't know what you mean. Front the. I know front is a verb. I don't know. Front the entrance. Okay. Avol mehai gisa umehai gisa. If the coals were taken from this side of the mizbeach or from that side of the mizbeach, emalo, I would assume that the carbon is possel. And here he has a note. He writes, for although the coals were taken from the Mizbeach's Tzad HaMaravi, which is Lifnei Hashem to some degree, but they were not taken from the spot directly opposite the Heichal entrance.
Ah, that's interesting.
So again, I don't know.
That's interesting.
I was hoping he would give me a diagram or something, but he doesn't do that for me.
So it's not direct. Those on the Marav of the Mizbeach, it wasn't Lifnei Hashem.
Is it the same fire?
He's saying the fine. Again, if it would have just said the Pasuk of Mi Lifnei Hashem without Me'al Mizbeach, we would assume it has to be directly opposite the entrance to the Heichal. Just give me 1 second. But if he takes the coals from this side of the Mizbeach, or from that side, again, he points out in the footnote, he's on the Tzad Maravi of the Mizbeach, Ema Lo, maybe the carbon is possible, because it's not Lifnei Hashem, which means directly. Tzricha, let me read to you, Tzricha, is therefore necessary for the Torah to write Me'al Mizbeach, which tells me that the pyre, what's pyre?
The fire.
Okay, P-Y-R-E. Yeah. I'm not familiar, so I have to take a course in English here. Okay. That the pyre may be located anywhere on the western side of the Mizbeach. Excuse me. It need not be directly opposite the entrance to the Heichal. And here he has a footnote. This does not mean that this pyre may be located anywhere on the Mizbeach. Rather, it could be located anywhere on the western side of the Mizbeach, which, since it fronts the Heichal, again, I never knew the word front is a verb, but anyway, it fronts the Heichal, it's considered to be Mi Lifnei Hashem. Wait a minute. He has more in the footnote. This is nice. Tosus points out that despite this exposition, I guess he means drasha, the pyre should ideally be situated directly opposite the entrance to the Heichal, as we call a chatchilah. Correct. As is indicated in Masechtas Zvachim. So this would represent the greatest possible fulfillment of the requirement of Lifnei Hashem. The Gemara is simply saying that in event that the coals were not taken, mi Lifnei Hashem, directly opposite the entrance, the offering, which in this case is the Ketores, is nevertheless still valid. See, however, Rambam with Lecha Mishnah. And that's what we saw in the Nefesh Tova. So again, he doesn't... Oh, just 1 second. I don't know, he has a whole discussion here. Again, there's another footnote here. It looks like a fascinating footnote, but it's a very long one, so if anybody would like to...
The fire where they took the Ketores from, is it the same one where they threw the Imurim? We learned that...
Give me this. There are many, many different fires on the Mizbeach. I mean, at least three.
No, when you're doing the birds, you know, you had the Kohen had to throw it up, and I thought he had to go up and he had to turn to the left. The question was whether he had to go all the way around because he had to turn right, or could he turn to the left?
Because if you're looking one about it from the other...
Right, and the fire was right there in the southwest corner.
Yeah.
See, so that's why when it...
He says that there are four different, in the footnote, again, I didn't get a chance to go through this whole long footnote. If you have a chance, you have to share the burden with me. I can't do this all myself. No, really, I mean it honestly. It's got to be a joint... This has got to be a joint effort.
That's the reason it's called the Avoda.
They say about the Brisker Rav that he never gave shir. Brisker Rav was always a chavrusa. It didn't matter how many people were in the room, it was one chavrusa. That's how he worked. Yeah, that's what they say about the Brisker Rav. He says that there are four different pyres, okay? Is that the plural of pyre? Pyres? Yeah. Okay, fine. He says the following. There's one pyre, again, I'm going to translate to my language, and then I'll tell you what he says. Faktaras imurim. He calls it to burn the limbs and the fats, which he's talking about, chelev and kloyos and whatever. Okay?
That was the largest one, I think.
Then he says that there's a pyre which was very large, upon which the coals for the daily incense offering, a pyre for the coals of the daily incense offering, Okay.
That's the one we've been talking about, yeah?
Yeah, and he goes through psukim here, which, if you have a chance, again, I don't have time now, but he has psukim for all these different pyres. There's a third pyre for the maintenance of the fire. Okay, and he quotes sources for that.
The one that probably has to keep lit.
Yeah, I guess they, because they had Eitzim on a daily basis, so they had to keep the fire going, and then they would draw from that fire for other marochos. He says that all the Tanoim agree that on Yom Kippur they would set up an additional pyre. This is fascinating for learning Masechet Yoma. And that serves to prepare to provide coals for the burning of the incense of Yom HaKippurim in the Kodesh Kadoshim. And then he quotes sources for that. Okay, and then he goes on to ask where, from whence did they get the fire for the Hadlokas HaMenorah? Because it seems that even with Hadlokas HaMenorah, you have to go back to the Mizbeach HaChitza in order to get the fire. I don't know why we didn't touch on that. You know, where do you get the fire from on the Mizbeach HaChitzon in order to go into the Heichal to light the menorah? That's an interesting question. Because again, with these requirements and these chakiris apply to the Lechatchila, it should be Mamish Keneged Pesach Oel, or it's enough to the Tzad HaMaravi. I don't know. But in any event, Rabosai, this requires a whole new study. You know, how many Ishim there are, where exactly they're located. I'm sure you have diagrams. But if you want, I left the ribbon in here so you can go through. You can actually photocopy this page. And we'll have an overview of the various, the pyrim.
So it's Mem Vav.
I just made that up.
Mem Vav.
Wherever you find the ribbon. I,